905, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com, and wherever you go, streaming with the Radio Pup app. You can download it onto your iPhone, iPad, Android device, take the show wherever you go. I have quite a few people who listen via the Radio Pup app. Thank you to those who do. 770-5790, toll free 1-800-687-0790. First voice you hear from when you dial into today's program. Very talented Ariel Walden on the other side. We get to talk a little Texas politics right now as the race for 2014 starts to heat up. It'll get really heated up after Labor Day and after Labor Day weekend, but it's back to school and a lot of folks talking education. And the gentleman joining me next has a few ideas when it comes to education in Texas. Republican candidate for Texas governor, Tom Paukin, is my guest here on KFYO. Mr. Paukin, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good to be with you this morning, Chad.
Well, I appreciate you coming on today. As I said yesterday, and I guess today, a lot of kids going off to school and starting a new year. And one of the things that you've been talking about quite a bit is changes to the education system in Texas. As governor, what would you like to see fixed when it comes to education? And I know it's not going to be an easy fix. It's going to take a while.
Well, we really started it when I was chairman of the Texas Workforce Commission. I was surprised coming back into government, Chad, that we had this elitist mentality guiding our education policy in Texas, that everybody's going to go to a four-year university. I call it a top-down, one-size-fits-all approach to education, teaching to the test, test learning instead of content learning, and the neglect, almost a denigration of vocational education. So I worked with a coalition, and we got a good piece of legislation passed, thanks to Jimmy Don Acock out of Killeen, and a number of other business leaders, educators, parents, and teachers who all got together behind this legislation, which will allow for a multiple pathway towards a high school diploma so that kids can be college-ready or career-ready, and that the kids who are interested in going into vocational and technical fields will be able to get a coherent sequence of technical courses and get an industry-certified credential or a license by the time they graduate from high school. This neglect of vocational education in our state is coming at a time when we have a graying workforce and a huge shortage of skilled workers. And so a lot of young people were just dropping out of school who weren't interested in going to a four-year university. So that's the beginning of significant progress. And then secondly, we as conservatives, I mean, I always, as a conservative, have believed in local control of education, but under Republicans and Democrats, it's gotten into sending power to the state, sending power to the federal government, unfunded state mandates, unfunded federal mandates. So I want to continue moving back toward local control and transparency at the local level, but getting back to teaching the basics and moving towards what I would call an Iowa standardized test for grade school rather than this $450 million Pearson teaching to the test approach that we currently have. Use testing as a diagnostic tool and have transparency at the local level. To me, that's a better way to measure progress and see what kids are lacking in at the grade school level. And then at the high school level, they all get the basics, but they can go in different paths, math and science, humanities and fine arts, if they're college-oriented, or if they're career-oriented, an opportunity to get a license and a certified nursing assistant or cosmetologist or welder or plumber, and those are all good-paying jobs. And we've just been neglecting that for the last two decades here in Texas. So I want to continue what I got started as chairman of the Texas Workforce Commission, if elected governor of Texas.
And if this is something that I think a lot of Republicans and I think a lot of elected officials are finally coming around to, the notion of not every kid has to go to a four-year college. Not every student is going to take that track, and that's okay. You know, there are a lot of other careers out there, and there, you know, trade school, technical school that students can go to. Why do you think you're the best person to lead that for Texas?
Well, number one, I did it in the face of vigorous opposition from prominent Austin insiders. I mean, I already have taken a lead. I work with a lot of the educators across the state of Texas. You can ask them, because some of our Republican elitists really looked down on public school education and denigrated the idea of vocational and technical education. And yet everywhere I went around the state, employers were telling me the same thing. You know, Tom, these are great paying jobs out here, a shortage of skilled workers. Why are we doing this to ourselves? And so I you know, the other guy, Greg Abbott's done nothing on this issue or other issues. You know, it's nice to issue press releases that you're against Obamacare, and that's great, and we're all against it. But what are we going to do in terms of governing? We're in charge as Republicans, and I want to continue the direction that we just got started and not go back in the other way with getting back to an elitist approach that we've had in the past in Texas and that hasn't worked. And we've got to listen to our local educators. They're telling us, and listen to the parents. And by the way, these are good-paying jobs in the skills field. So sure. Someone who's a plumber, and the average age of a plumber today is 56 years of age, can make $75,000 in 3 years. A welder can make $1,700 a week with a welding certificate down on the Eagleford Shale. Somebody coming out of Texas State Technical College with a 2-year engineering-related technology degree in instrumentation starts in the petrochemical industry at $68,000 a year, and they don't have tons of college debt. So right. There are different pathways for kids who have different talents and interests.
Visiting with Tom Paulkin, in recent weeks, I guess you could call it a controversy, a difference of opinion has come up between you and Greg Abbott, and this made huge headlines over the state. Nationally, this merger between American Airlines and U.S. Airways, the U.S. Justice Department filed a suit challenging the merger. Your opponent, Greg Abbott, actually sided with the Justice Department. You swung the other way on this, correct?
Oh, absolutely. This is a job killer for Texas, and it's devastating for our state if Greg Abbott and Eric Holder succeed. I mean, Greg must have no economic analysis. This isn't a monopoly. And why join with Eric Holder? I mean, why didn't both of them, if they feel this way about the American-U.S. Air merger, why didn't they seek to block the United Continental merger, which sent a bunch of Texas jobs up to Chicago? This merger is sending jobs from Arizona to Texas, and if Abbott succeeds, it's going to be have a devastating impact on American Airlines and on DFW, which is a huge hub for Texas. This is nuts why he did this. This is a liberal, big government, Republican approach, more in tune with the Obama administration than the kind of approach we took towards antitrust when I was in the Reagan administration.
Well, his office did release rationale behind it, their rationale, and I want to get your opinion on that, because it would affect a lot of the, according to them, it would affect a lot of these small airports in Texas. The statement basically said that the potential for reduced airline service to several of the state's smaller airports that are currently served exclusively by American Airlines and American Eagle flights. What about that?
Well, that was his initial rationalization, and then the cities themselves and the chambers themselves says, no, that's not the case at all. This is critical for us to have a strong airline, and if anything, I think they'll be better serviced. Because, look, they need a connection for longer flights, both national flights and international flights. And when Greg Abbott saw that the local chambers were not agreeing with him on that, his second rationalization was he smoking emails, which we were on the Mark Davis show together, and but he wouldn't disclose them, and now there's been an article subsequent, and I looked at the emails, and it's no big deal. It's just saying this is a tough business, and a lot of companies have gone bankrupt in it, which is true. It's very capital intensive, and the reality is that he ought to just admit he made a mistake, and he ought to drop the lawsuit and get on the other side in support of this American Airlines U.S. Air merger. And this is a good example of why I'm running, and I was out of government, went back in as the Texas Workforce Commission, thought that Greg Abbott was this great conservative mean, I looked under the hood. I saw some cases they mishandled at the Texas Workforce Commission. And he doesn't take care of business. He's great at running, you know, raising money, and he's raised a ton of money. And his whole argument is, well, like me, I got $25 million, and he's also great at getting publicity for putting out statements, often drafted by his high-paid political consultants. But we've got to govern, and this is a terrible mistake he's made, and he ought to just have the political courage to admit he made a mistake and drop the lawsuit.
Visiting with Tom Paakin, Republican candidate for Texas governor. Before I let you go, I have to ask, because it seems like every statewide candidate is getting in their opinion on the debate over the LGBT ordinance in San Antonio. Do you have any thoughts on that ordinance that they're going to be voting on, I believe, on September 5th?
Yeah, I was the first one out against it, spoke out against it a month and a half ago. This is, unfortunately, San Antonio is heavily influenced by the radical left, the Saul Alinsky crowd, a group called COPS, community organizers, and unfortunately, you've got a left-wing group that's taken control of the San Antonio City Council. The more important issue is governor. I'll work with our local Hispanic leaders who are opposed to this Castro crowd down in San Antonio, and I'll also work with the Tejano Democrats who are pro-life and pro-family, and we ought to bring them over to our side. Press releases are great from people, but the reality is this has been building for a long period of time because this leftist crowd has been organizing at the grassroots level for decades now. And we've just got to start organizing on our side and get behind some of the conservatives down there, and they're terrific Hispanic conservatives on our side. Get behind them, show them support, and begin to take the city back for our traditional values.
Do you think Nancy Pelosi did Wendy Davis any favors by appearing in Austin yesterday?
Well, I'll tell you, I was in the Reagan administration, and my friend, the late Jean Kirkpatrick, referred to herself as a Democrat who saw the San Francisco Democrats take over their party and her party, and so she left and joined the Reagan administration. Wendy is a San Francisco Democrat, but I don't underestimate her. She's very bright, and the reality is Greg Abbott ought to debate me because he can't keep ducking these questions on crony capitalism, the cancer fund where he's got $4 million in contributions from people that benefited, and a whole bunch of other issues that are going to come up in the general election campaign. Let's have debates. Chad, get us both on your program. I'd love to do it. We almost did it with Mark Davis the other day. He wouldn't appear jointly with me, but I was on first. He was on second. I don't care which way it goes, but let us both be on. Ask both of us the tough questions and see who. Let the people decide on the Republican in the Republican primary who they want to be their nominee and take on Wendy Davis and the leftist bunch.
I think the audience would love to hear that debate. Tom Paakin, thank you very much for joining me. Where can people go online to find out more information about your campaign?
They can go to TomPaakinForTexas.com. They can also go to my Facebook site. It's Tom Paakin for Texas, Facebook, and also Twitter.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Chad.
Have a good one. Tom Paakin, Republican candidate for governor.